Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 163, and I want to remind you that you're not a burden. You're not a burden for asking for help. You're not a burden for ever expressing how you feel, especially, well, even when it makes people feel uncomfortable or sad. You're not a burden. I say this because it's really relevant to me. I actually just got off the phone with my dad, and I had a good cry session about 30 minutes ago, and now I'm recording this episode. You may be thinking, you seem kind of chipper. Is everything okay? In the grand scheme of things, my friends, in life, yes, everything's going to be okay. I cannot stress to you, and as you're listening to this, you might already know this. When I cry, I usually feel a lot better. And I'm talking about being a burden because about an hour ago, before I picked up the phone to call my dad because I needed to vent and he's someone I can rely on, I thought in my head for a very quick second, should I even call him? Am I going to annoy him? Am I being a burden? Do I even need to call him? What am I going to say? All this laundry list of things ran through my head, right? You may feel this before. You may have felt this before. I was going to call him. He actually didn't pick up because he was busy at first. So then I really started to think, like, do I call him? If he calls me back, do I just text him, say, oh, I'm okay, I'm good. Don't need to talk anymore. So then he calls me back. I pick up the phone and I just let it out. It was kind of like a mini therapy session. So shout out to my dad. I love you, buddy. Appreciate you. So grateful for having that relationship. And I have a lot of people that I could call. And I told my dad on the phone, I feel so grateful for that. And it got me thinking, not everyone has that. And how many times do we feel like a burden because we're overwhelmed or we're sad or we're really desperate or we're lonely or we're feeling a way that we need help and we need other people to reassure us or listen or offer us guidance. I needed my dad to listen. And he did just that for me. Now, I need to continue to do that in the future. One thing that I'm very proud of myself is that I'm to a point where I'm pretty emotionally in tune with myself. I literally was telling my dad on the phone call. I said, hey, yep, after this, I feel a good cry coming. I didn't make it all the way to the end of the phone. I started crying at the very end. But the point is, I could feel that coming about myself. And I'm very proud of myself that if I need to cry, I let it out. I let it fly. I cry because it helps me. I just don't want you to feel like a burden if you're carrying things. We're all carrying things. But if reaching out to people helps you, or if you're feeling really lonely, or if you're feeling overwhelmed and you think that reaching out to someone would help you, please do it. Follow your intuition. Follow, trust yourself, and pick up the phone, text, call. However it looks like for you, please do it. If you're thinking about it right now, pick up the phone, call the person that helps you, and do it. There has never been a situation where I have personally, or I have seen someone that I care about, or heard from anyone ever in the history of human beings, where two people had a relationship, right? Me and my dad, for example. And a person that was struggling picked up the phone or they reached out to the other person and the other person was annoyed. If you have people in your life that care about you and love you and you pick up the phone and you say, I'm struggling, or here's however you say it. I picked up the phone and I just told them, like, hey, I need to vent real quick. Here's what's on my mind, and I walked through it. That's based on our relationship. That's kind of how we do things. However it looks like for you, please do it. Like I said, trust yourself. I hope that you at least feel 1% more relieved after you do reach out. I feel a lot better. I had a lot of FOMO, fear of missing out, because it's St. Patty's weekend, and I'm not out. I'm at my house. Just got done with spring break as a teacher.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Saturday night as I'm recording this. Not the best spring break. Not what I thought it was going to be. I got to stay up late, but I went from having a really tight structure in teaching to having no structure, which was a lot for me. I did get to rest, which was a huge bonus, but now I'm stressed for the upcoming week of teaching. It's a brutal cycle, and I know it's my first year, and it's been a huge learning curve, but FOMO was on my mind. Looking ahead, I was stressed about teaching again soon, in a couple days, and everything that Sunday brings before we go back to school. I was stressed about being lonely. I was stressed about being 26 years old and not playing into this idea that I have to be on a timeline. I'm stressed because I want a partner. I want to be in a relationship. I want to find love. But I also know that there's a balance between taking care of yourself before you get into another relationship. My mind was shot back to New York and the breakup, and very vivid memories of the breakup and vivid memories of my ex-girlfriend. All of this culminated into one. I was making rice, and if you know me in person, you can make fun of me for this part. It's okay. I'm laughing at myself. I was making rice and corn, kind of a staple meal for me. And as I was putting it into the microwave, I almost started to cry. I felt my body get really tense. I felt really freaking overwhelmed. And then I started singing this Adele song. What song was it? I forget, but it was a really sad one. And I literally cannot explain this. I started singing this Adele song, and I was so sad. And I was like, okay, first of all, I'm crushing these notes. No, I'm just kidding. I was thinking, something's happening. This is not normal for me. I'm singing. I'm about to cry. I should probably reach out to somebody. I'm not feeling okay. My breath was getting a little short. I kind of felt like I was about to, I don't want to downplay this, but I've had a couple panic attacks in the past. It felt like it was getting dangerously close for me not being able to control anything. So I decided I'm going to call my dad. I'm going to reach out. And I'm really glad I did. Do I do this every single time? Absolutely not. There are times when I've decided not to reach out because I feeling of being a burden overcame me, and I was like, I'm okay, I'll just go to bed. And I didn't feel great. Now, am I saying this because all my fears and all the things that I felt before talking to my dad are washed away? Absolutely not as well. I'm still sad. I still have FOMO. I still think about my breakup. I'm still lonely. But knowing that I can count on people and knowing that I showed up for myself and I reached out to get help in that moment, I'm really proud of myself. And I say all of this, it's more of a personal episode, but I say all of this because you too deserve to not feel like a burden. And I want you to know, at least to hear it from me, so that you can hear it and you can continue to tell yourself you're not a burden. You never will be, especially when you're asking for help. So I hope that you can take away at least a little bit of a laugh thinking about me making rice and corn and singing Adele. I hope you can get a little chuckle. Anyway, my friend, I hope that you continue to take care of yourself, reach out to the people that you can count on, and I will continue to try to do the same. I love you. Thank you so much for listening to me, and thank you to the people that have made connections in real life and told me that you listen. I love you, and it means a lot to me. Continue to take care of yourself. Let's continue to take care of each other, and continue to remember that to be kind, be positive, be yourself. Remember that Black Lives Matter. Remember, especially right now, there's a lot going on. I really think we need to remember, as always, that trans rights are human rights, and that will never change. I hope to see you on the next one, my friend.